The newest addition to the state's prison system, Goose Creek Correctional Center, will receive inmates next spring. The facility, located about 9 miles from Port McKenzie in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, relies less on innovation than on the tried and true, according to Alaska Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer toured the new prison recently and brings us this report.
Were it not for the rolls of razor wire atop the 12-foot double fences surrounding the prison, the spanking new facility could be mistaken for a high school campus, complete with grassy lawns, paved walkways, and a basketball court. Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt led a group of reporters through the main gate and across the now snow-spattered grass to a typical housing unit for the medium-security prisoners that will make up the majority of the inmates.
So we try to take steps when we build and operate a facility to stop institutionalization.
Schmidt says the idea is to encourage prisoners to rely on themselves for basic day-to-day tasks. The facility has been designed with that aim, with dining hall, medical clinic, even a post office aligned in separate units a short walk from the housing area. Inside the housing units, vivid blue doors on the tiny 80-foot square cells stand in contrast to the blank white walls and shiny aluminum-hued cots bolted in bunk bed style within each cell. There are 10 units with 128 beds each that will house the general prison population.
That's 10 different opportunities for us to group prisoners together. One thing we started a few years ago is it's called housing by custody. So if you're a medium or minimum offender, you can live in the same cell. So the more different environments we have that are separate from each other, the better time we have at grouping prisoners together, and then the better behavior we see from the prisoners.
Pre-trial prisoners will be housed separately in a special management unit. Schmidt says a pre-trial facility is operated differently than a medium security unit. Corrections doesn't like to mix pre-trial and sentenced prisoners. The emotional makeup of pre-trial prisoners disrupts the flow of the sentence facility, he says.
They're separated from each other, so we don't have one infecting the other.
More violent prisoners will be kept in a separate unit built with actively dangerous prisoners in mind. Again, there'll be two to a cell. These prisoners will have toilet facilities in the cell, unlike the medium security inmates who will use a common dorm-like bathroom and shower. The medium security prisoners will be given the freedom to perform some daily tasks, like picking up their own mail. Prisoners will be expected to work in the prison kitchen and laundry and to help with grounds upkeep. Inmates can make between 30 and 64 cents an hour and can put that money toward purchasing their own 13-inch TV for their cells. Security is priority and is state of the art. The entire campus can be viewed from a control room in a towering observation post. 800 cameras monitor the interior and exterior of the prison, according to Lee Sherman, Deputy Director of Institutions for the Corrections Department.
So if someone is wanting to go through a door and they hit the intercom, that is going to cue that camera to come up on the monitor so that the officer here can see who's at that door and maybe who's standing behind that person too, to make sure that it's okay to open that door and let them through.
Prison guards will not be armed and corrections staff will not be carrying keys. Instead, they'll be using an innovative system which allows individual staffers access to only specific keys.
It's biometric, you put your thumb on it, enter your PIN number. It will allow you access only to your key set.
Schmidt says 95% of prisoners get out of jail during their lifetimes. The average sentence is 160 days. And so the prison program puts emphasis on preparing inmates for release.
You can do all the program in the world, but without a good reentry plan, it's for naught. And the reentry plan, part of that is follow-up, treatment follow-up. You can go through a treatment program, but without follow-up after you get out of jail, it probably isn't going to work. We know that through a lot of studies that we've looked at. So we have a strong program plan here for prisoners to correct themselves, if you will, while they're here.
Goose Creek offers inmates a vocational rehabilitation plan and computer and job skills training if the inmate behaves. Schmidt says even the maximum security prisoners can work their way into medium security depending on behavior. Starting next March, 30 minimum security inmates will be brought into Goose Creek to test the facility. The new prison still has hurdles to jump. An audit on prison expenses requested by the Senate Finance Committee is underway, based on concerns by some legislators about costs to the state for its operation. I'm Ellen Lockyer.